Good morning. It's Monday. Time now for Iowa Business Beat. IPR Sarah McCammon joins me in our Des Moines studio to talk about business and economic news. She's on assignment with Marketplace this summer. I'm filling in while she's away. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Clay.
This week, there were some big business headlines for a couple of companies in the region. Let's start with Rockwell Collins.
Right. As IPR's Dori Buscarin reported, the aerospace equipment maker is in the final stages of purchasing Air Inc. for nearly $1.4 billion. That's an aviation information management company that does a lot of work in the private sector.
And as you know, Rockwell Collins has done a lot of work for the federal government in the past. But here's what CEO Kelly Ortberg says the company has been, as he puts it, overweight in defense, and this helps balance out their business.
Our defense business won't continue to go down forever. We've got some challenges in the short term with the sequestration environment in defense, but we expect that market to start to recover in 2015, and then we'll start to see the balance continue within our company to keep a nice split between our commercial and government business.
So we've heard a lot about the impact of the sequester on government, but it's affecting private businesses like Rockwell Collins as well.
Absolutely. As I've reported earlier this summer, even the Department of Defense has had to furlough civilian employees because of the sequester. And another step they've taken is reducing private contracts. So these cuts do have ripple effects. Kelly Ortberg at Rockwell Collins says revenue is down this year and likely will be again next year. But he says this purchase of Air Inc. will help serve as a bridge until the public side of the company is stronger.
Moving on, there was some good news from a major employer of Iowans, Deere & Company.
Right. Deere's third quarter report beat expectations, about 20% higher earnings than this time last year. They say that's because of strong agricultural markets in North and South America.
Of course, Iowa's number one industry is agriculture. And you've been reporting on some pretty big shifts in the economics of Iowa's major crop, corn. Now, we heard last week on River to River from a crop specialist who said Iowa is a bit unique this year. The Corn Belt is seeing very good conditions, but because of Iowa's wet spring, the state has struggled, but USDA is forecasting a pretty big crop still, right?
Right. Overall, nationwide, 30% bigger than last year, a reversal from, of course, last year's drought conditions. But yes, Iowa's situation is a bit different.
And that drove up prices. So what's happening now?
Well, really, supply and demand. ISU economist Bruce Babcock says, you know, when corn was over $7 a bushel, farmers planted a lot of acres.
So this big corn crop this year is going to kind of unwind the big price increases that we saw over the last 3 years and return corn prices to around $4 to $5 a bushel, which is still very high relative to historical levels, but very much off the peaks that we saw from the drought.
So falling prices sounds like a bad thing for farmers, but a big crop sounds like a good thing. Who are the winners and losers here?
Well, if you get a big enough crop, you're probably going to do well. Nathan Fields of the National Corn Growers Association says farmers would rather have a big crop than a pricey one often.
This means that they finally have a good corn crop to harvest. And depending upon how they market their crop, it should be just a fine year for them. They understand that corn price is down, but if that spurs market growth and creates more demand, that'll mean good things in the years to come.
But I will add that in bad weather years like last year when corn prices get really high, if you are one of those lucky farmers with a good crop, if you're in one of those areas where you can produce a crop, that's a great position to be in. On the same token, this year prices are down. If you have a small crop, you're not going to be very well off.
All right. IPR's Sarah McCammon, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Clay.
Sarah's on assignment with Marketplace for the summer. I'm filling in while she's away.